Good morning. We are pleased to be joined on the phone here today by Tracy Mann. You may remember the name. He's was the 50th Lieutenant Governor of the state of Kansas, and he joins us here on News Radio KMAN. Mr. Mann, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure a pleasure. As I understand, you're actually visiting Manhattan this week. Tell us what brings you to town.
Sure. Well, you know, with so I'm running for Congress in the Big First. Certainly the COVID has changed in campaigns at the national level, federal and locally. We are doing a big media rollout tour this week, though. So I love going to restaurants, diners, coffee shops, meeting with people. We can't really do that right now. So we are, you know, having various stops, meeting with people in much, much smaller groups, meeting at newspapers and radio stations as well. So we're in the middle of that, and they're delighted to get to be in Manhattan here this morning.
All right. Well, I know you've run for the Big First before, about 10 years ago, it looks like. Tell us what prompted you to get back into politics and run again.
Sure. Well, I first got the political bug a little bit. I was student body president at K-State back in the late 90s, and I was student president in 98, 99, had a fantastic experience then. Was really fed up in 2010 with Obamacare, cap and trade, the direction of the country, and decided to run. We did not get elected, so I returned back to my, you know, business interests. But then I got tapped to serve as our lieutenant governor of Kansas and did that with Governor Collier in 2018. So politics were off my radar. They became on my radar in a big way when I served as our lieutenant governor. And now with the seat being opened by Roger Marshall running for the U.S. Senate, we decided to throw our hat in the ring and run for Congress here in 2020.
All right. Yeah, so kind of a political relative unknown here to people, but you did get the endorsement recently from Kansas Farm Bureau. What did that mean to you, and how do you plan to advocate for agriculture if elected?
Yeah, well, you know, the Kansas Farm Bureau endorsement is the gold standard in Big First party politics, and it's the biggest development in the race so far, so we were delighted to get it, and it means so much because of the strength of the Farm Bureau organization at a county level, all over the Big First, and the importance of agriculture to the district. So Kansas Farm Bureau has long been the gold standard in Big First politics, and we are delighted to get it. And it really shows, you know, their vote of endorsement that they'd like to see me be the candidate that emerges here to represent our interest of agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I know it's a lot of elected officials try to make sure they have a seat at the table here to advocate as well. Is that kind of what you're thinking if you do get elected?
Yeah, there's a lot of work in front of us, and agriculture specifically in our rural communities have some major issues facing them. Low commodity prices, low livestock prices, trade barriers, regulations, a lot of things. So it's important to be at the table. I would serve on the House Ag Committee every day I was in office. But then also advocating and advancing the ball in our little larger communities like Manhattan. I'm from Salina, like Salina, Hutchinson, Emporia, Wamego, and the other towns around the district.
Very good. Do you believe the federal government is doing enough right now to protect livestock producers during this pandemic? And if not, what would you do differently?
Well, it's really important. One of the most significant developments has been when President Trump rightfully stepped in and caused to ensure that our packing plants stay open, which is really important for our livestock producers and the supply chain moving forward. So that's a very large and significant development. I don't know if people have really followed that all that close. But without a doubt, times are tough on the farm, tough for our livestock producers, our cow-calf guys and gals. And with prices where they are, it's just not a lot of fun for anybody. But we're Kansans, we're Americans, and we'll get through it.
Yeah, no question. I know a lot of folks are hurting right now, and I think one thing that's come to light, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is the need for better access to broadband in this part of the country. How urgent is that need, and would you support a measure to get legislation through?
Brandon, it's a great point. People talked about gaps in rural broadband. Certainly, when I was lieutenant governor, we did a lot of work to try to have accurate maps so we can identify where our gaps are. Now with this COVID thing and school from home, you know, that all sounds good as long as you have a strong internet connection. But if you don't, it's pretty hard to do school from home and via Zoom. So incredibly important, and I would support efforts to make sure that we have market-based solutions and ways to get broadband to all of our rural communities and folks that live out in the country as well.
Yeah. Anymore, it's just it's a basic need, isn't it?
It's, you know, in 2020, we live in a global economy. We have to have access to markets. We have to have a good internet connection, you know, to tap into this global economy that we all, to some degree, operate and exist in. So it is absolutely critical and essential.
All right. Again, we're speaking with former Lieutenant Governor Tracy Mann, who is a candidate for the 1st District congressional seat here in the state of Kansas. It's an open seat, as Roger Marshall is obviously running for Senate. I think maybe this is a seat that's a little bit overlooked. How do you feel about that and maybe the push here during this political climate? Because right now we've got you know, social distancing and stuff going on. How difficult is it going to be to campaign going forward?
Well, you know, it certainly has changed things, but we've done a lot of phone calls, been a lot of Zoom meetings, and the campaign's going really, really well. Getting Kansas Farm Bureau's endorsement was a huge development here about 10 days ago. I love the Big First. I grew up in Quinter, which is kind of 800 people, so I grew up playing eight-man football and in FFA and 4-H. Central Western Kansas make up the Big First. 63 of Kansas is 105 counties. And I love to travel and visit them, and we will be in all of them and look forward to it here moving forward as things start to open up.
Have you guys discussed anything about how debates are going to look going forward as we get closer to the primary and the general election?
Those conversations are just starting to happen. There's one on the books as of right now. As things are loosening up, I envision that more will get scheduled. You know, and everyone's figuring this out locally and nationally. As we know, the presidential election has kind of been upended by this COVID. We have both Republicans and the Democrats figuring out what their convention is going to look like here later this summer and what their debates will look like. And we'll be figuring that out in the Big First as well.
All right. Well, I know as a Republican, you're a supporter of the president and his administration. I know they've taken some heat from the national media anyway for not taking the virus seriously early on. Overall, though, how would you rate the president's leadership under this whole ordeal?
He's done a very good job. You know, definitely an A in my mind. And, you know, you look at this thing when it started in China, and he did take immediate quick action to decrease our travel and to really slow this thing down on the outset. And there's without a doubt, I think everyone agree that the administration is taking significant, decisive action here over the last few months as the America works through this. So I'm a strong supporter of the president and look forward to having him serve for another 4 years in office.
And I know one of Trump's big things has been border security, and I see you're a supporter of that. Has that heightened at all, in your opinion, based on the current health situation we're going through?
But most definitely. Just another reason we've got to secure our southern border. In my mind, that's not only an immigration issue, it's also a very important national security issue as well. And then we need a working immigration system that is in place so that people can come to the country legally and fulfill jobs and do a lot of things that need done. A lot of those jobs are in agriculture, and that's incredibly important to the economy of the Big First.
All right. Well, and, you know, we have a lot of immigrant workers who work here in the state of Kansas as well. So I know that they're important to have here, but you just want them here, you know, legally.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We need a working immigration system that works, and I'm a supporter of legal immigration, definitely the best direction for our country here moving forward.
All right. Healthcare is perhaps getting its biggest test ever this year. More than likely, I imagine there's going to be debates on universal health care at some point. Where do you stand on the topic? And I think I know, but where do you think the solution is to fix healthcare in the country?
Yes, strongly oppose universal health care. Medicare for all, whatever you want to call it. I also strongly opposed and continue to oppose Obamacare. I think that, you know, healthcare needs to be in the hands of the providers, and it needs to be in the hands of doctors and also, you know, patients that are receiving care. The government does not need to step in or be involved, and it just would be a big mistake and in my view, disaster here in central and western Kansas.
All right. Well, as far as the other issues here, what are some of the key parts of your platform?
Sure. I am pro-life. I'm pro-life, pro-ag, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Pro-life, I think that life begins at conception and should be protected at every stage throughout. Pro-agriculture, we talked about earlier and endorsed by the Kansas Farm Bureau. Pro-gun, I think the Second Amendment means what it says what it means, and we've got to protect our Second Amendment rights. And then also pro-Trump. There just is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump and not Joe Biden is the right person to lead our amazing country here for the next 4 years.
There's a lot of in Washington, there's a lot of clashing all the time, and we've even seen it during this pandemic. Why is that? Why do you think it is such an exhaustive political climate? It seems like 24/7 out there. And how can that maybe...
Certainly seems that way. And then you've got, you know, the media that I think kind of exacerbates that at times. Without a doubt, the founding fathers intended for there to be robust discussions and differences of opinion in Washington, D.C. That's why Congress comes together, people from all over the country, to hash out these issues. I embrace the process. I think it's really important. And we need to make sure that then we're coming to the right conclusions and getting the right legislation and policy then passed for the good of the country.
All right. Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting political year. Is there anything else maybe I haven't asked that you'd want to let the listeners know about?
Sure. Well, it's just, you know, I would just say that we're delighted to get to run. Had a fantastic experience serving as our lieutenant governor, and I would like to go to Washington, D.C. and advocate for agriculture and also our conservative Kansas values, which seem far too lacking in the rest of the country, and I look forward to doing that.
All right. Well, I don't think Republicans lost this seat for quite a while. There's a couple of other challengers against you. I might just ask you quickly, what separates you from your Republican challengers?
I'm the most conservative candidate in the race. I have never voted and would not vote to raise taxes. I also, you know, there's a handful of issues that I would be more conservative than the other candidates on, and that would be the biggest differences in the race.
We'll look forward to learning more about you and some of the other candidates here as we continue on the process. Good luck to you, Mr. Mann. Appreciate it.
Hey, Brandon, thanks a lot. Stay safe. Thanks for what you're doing on behalf of democracy and for all of your listeners.